HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Today's American Airlines outage lasted 1 hour during one of the busiest travel times of the year.
Some on social media calling it the glitch that stole Christmas. Just before 7 a.m. Eastern time, the FAA ordering all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. at the airline's request. American Airlines had reported a technical issue affecting its entire system with millions traveling for the holiday. Again, American Airlines operations up and running after technical issues grounded all U.S. flights. I'm Julie Walker.
An illegal alien from Guatemala faces murder charges for allegedly setting a woman on fire inside a New York City subway car and then watching her die. Authorities say 33-year-old Sebastian Zepeda was deported under President Trump in 2018 and at some point re-entered the country. Luigi Mangione's lawyer questions whether her client, charged in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, can get a fair trial in New York.
She also took issue with Mayor Eric Adams showing up on Thursday at the heliport where Mangione's police helicopter that brought him part of the way from Pennsylvania landed. Adams at that time made comments to the media saying that he wanted to be at the heliport to look Mangione in the eye and referred to him as a terrorist.
As correspondent Michael Sisak in New York. Also at SRNNews.com, a powerful storm has been pounding California's central coast, bringing flooding and high surf. It's blamed for the death of a man trapped beneath debris on a beach, and later the storm partially collapsed a pier. It is a holiday-shortened trading session today on Wall Street, the market to close at 1 p.m. Eastern time. The Dow now up 31 points, the NASDAQ ahead 107 points. This is SRN News. 43 out of 50 isn't bad.
The Thomas More Society reports that nativity scenes are up in the Capitol buildings of 43 states this year. Of course, it wasn't so many years ago that every state capitol had an official nativity scene, and it didn't take a legal organization like Thomas More to make it happen. But times have changed. The Society gets help from the Ministry American Nativity Scene, which actually provides the manger and the figures for each state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in its 900-year history, girls will form part of the choir performing at the Christmas Day service at London's majestic St. Paul's Cathedral. The first two girls to become full choir members officially joined the previously all-male choir in June. St. Paul's, one of the most important churches in England. It has been the site of numerous state events, including the wedding of Prince Charles, now the King, as well as the funeral of Winston Churchill. This is SRN News. Religious tensions flare in Syria amid a political upheaval in the wake of the ouster of longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad.
The burning of a Christmas tree in the predominantly Christian town of Skalbiyeh in Hama province has caused anger among Christian communities across the country. Thousands protested in different parts of Syria calling for protection for minorities. Two mosque fighters appeared in a video on social media setting fire to the tree. The country's new Islamist rulers, HTS, said they were foreigners who had been captured. Elsewhere in the country, the U.S. military said it had conducted an airstrike in the northern city of Deir ez-Zor that killed two members of the Islamic State group.
The BBC's Lina Sinjab. A fever has landed former President Clinton in a Washington, D.C. hospital. The 78-year-old ex-president admitted to Georgetown University Medical Center for observation. More details at srnnews.com.